Representatives of the Southern African Development Community, or SADC, have met with the Mozambican government three times to ask how it can help in resources-rich Cabo Delgado.
Mozambique is a sovereign country and they protect their sovereignty. We see that they are reluctant to allow foreign boots and assistance on the ground if it's not on their terms.
Terrorism expert Willem Els is a former intelligence agent for the South African government. Several sources in the administration of President Cyril Ramaphosa told VOA they've been trying to get Maputo's cooperation for a long time, to no avail.
The stumbling block seems to be that Mozambique doesn't want help from the neighbors.
Liesel Lowe-Vordran is a senior researcher at the Institute for Security Studies.
Is it because Mozambique doesn't want to admit that its army is too weak to actually safeguard citizens?
Judging from the fall to IS fighters of town after town, says Els, and a death toll that's now in the thousands, Mozambique's military is outgunned by the extremists.
As they grew in posture, as they grew in successes, they were joined by foreign fighters from especially Tanzania, as far as Somalia, Kenya, Uganda, Burundi, DRC, and even South Africa. So what started off as a very localized challenge is now a regional challenge.
South African government sources say the IS attack on Palma, during which at least one of their compatriots was slain, means Pretoria now has to do something. But what that something is, says Lowe-Vordran, remains hazy.
There's a lot of South African investment in Palma and Afungi and that area. So the short term is to keep people safe, which would then require a military force, special forces. But one country, we've seen that around the world, nowhere can terrorism be even contained by one country. So Mozambique doesn't want to admit.
Nevertheless, she says, South Africa's pivotal to at least decreasing the violence.
We are the biggest country in SADC, so inevitably we would, if there was going to be a military intervention, we would take the lead. This is our neighbor, it's right on our doorstep, we have little choice.
But while SADC hesitates, mostly due to lack of clarity from Mozambique's government, Maputo's allowing others to take limited action.
You have small numbers of Portuguese, United States troops coming in doing training, but we don't want an internationalization of this crisis. Here in SADC, it would be unthinkable almost to have non-African troops on our soil.
South Africa does have an unofficial military presence in Cabo Delgado in the form of the Dyke Advisory Group. Maputo's paying Dyke to bolster its troops with independent soldiers. Some analysts refer to them as mercenaries, along with helicopter gunships. Dyke itself has been accused of atrocities in Cabo Delgado. Els says these claims need to be investigated properly.
The helicopters operated from Pemba, and that allowed them for 10 to 15 minutes of time over target that they can operate in the north. So the moment that these insurgents would hear the sound of the helicopters, they would move in between the local people and then they will use them as human shields. Another challenge is also...
Most observers agree the long-term solution lies in SADC states, the African Union and the United Nations drawing up a roadmap to peace, with special emphasis on the development of Cabo Delgado. This would mean less space for the extremists to exploit local grievances. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.